Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guys, quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. Are you not sure if you should hit the elliptical or jump straight onto the weight bench? Are you confused about whether or not you should lift on the same day as you run? Well, you're not alone. And today we're going to take a deep dive into the research and determine what to do and when. A few days ago, I received a message on Facebook from listener Lindsay, and she said,
"In a recent episode, you talked about how aerobic exercise and weightlifting affect each other, but I'm not sure I understood. As a runner, can I run to the gym to lift weights and then run home again, or should I keep the cardio and the weights on separate days? Thanks for your help."
Well, after thanking Lindsay for her great question, I promised that I would do a deeper dive in the near future. I also told her that, in a nutshell, if she wants to get the absolute 100% full benefits of each workout, she should separate them. But since she is primarily a runner and probably not too concerned about packing on as much heavy and hard to run with muscle, doing a short run to warm up for and cool down from a strength session is a great way to maximize her time and to put a few more miles on her legs. But I told her not to do that every day. To be a good runner, she must also have many dedicated run days. Now, if I were Lindsay, I would have written back and asked me a follow-up question that would have gone something like this.
"If I do want to get the absolute 100% full benefits of each workout, how much would I need to separate those workouts by?"
Well, good question, imaginary Lindsay. Let's look at that. Now, a recent study that aimed to determine whether the amount of recovery between a strength and an aerobic workout influenced the response to the training program concluded that fitness coaches should avoid scheduling two contradictory qualities, like running and weightlifting or swimming and powerlifting, with less than a six-hour recovery period between them, if the goal is to obtain the full adaptive responses to each workout. So, it's like I told Lindsay. If your goal is to get strong, there is some significant detriment that cardio will have on your strength development. And this is true whether you do the cardio workout in the same workout, or if you simply do cardio less than 6 hours before or after your weight training. The researchers who performed this study also stated that daily training without a recovery period between sessions, or training twice a day, is not optimal for neuromuscular and aerobic improvements. So, ideally, if you want to get stronger, you should separate your cardio and your strength workouts by more than 6 hours. Now, this seems straightforward for someone like Lindsay, who's mostly interested in running and is doing strength training because, well, she's a smart runner who understands the value of prehab. But what if the event you're training for requires that you perform strength and cardio simultaneously, like an obstacle course race, or the CrossFit Games, or even a killer hike with a big pack on your back? Well, that changes everything. A study that aimed to investigate the effects of intra-session sequencing, which is the order, of concurrent resistance and endurance training on serum leptin, which is the hormone that inhibits hunger, testosterone, cortisol, the stress hormone, and body composition in obese men came to some cool conclusions. To do this, they took 30 obese young males who were divided randomly into three groups that either performed weights before cardio, cardio before weights, or didn't exercise at all. they trained 3 times a week for 8 weeks. Now, their cardio workouts were made up of running at 70 to 80% of maximal heart rate for 10 minutes. And their weight training consisted of 3 sets of 8 repetitions at 80% of 1 repetition max. The lifts they performed were leg extensions, lying leg curl, tricep pull down, bench press, and lateral pull down. Now, whether they did the cardio or the weights first, all the workouts were separated by 5 minutes of recovery. In the end, the results showed that for testosterone, there were no significant differences. For cortisol, they found significant increases in both of the training groups, and there were significant decreases in the leptin and testosterone to cortisol ratio, which indicates a positive fitness response. And both training groups also had a significant loss of body fat. The interesting thing, and what I think is the take-home message here, was that the weights before cardio group were slightly better off in every single test. So why would you want to combine weights and cardio? Well, cardio, or aerobic exercise, is known to benefit your health and boost your fitness levels because it increases the density of some really important cardiovascular components, like tiny blood-carrying capillaries. It's also known to build your mitochondria, which are your cellular power plants. It can also assist with achieving and maintaining healthy cholesterol levels, increase or maintain blood vessel flexibility, and well, the list goes on and on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Now, resistance training or weight training has also been shown to have significant impact on cholesterol levels, hormone levels, strength, lean body mass, bone density, ligament strength, tendon strength, and fat loss. So, if we put the two together, it's clear that doing a combination of both cardio and resistance training is the best way to increase health markers, boost fitness levels, and maximize fat loss. But it is still not clear in what order. Now, here's a little side note. You may be interested to know that research shows a greater total amount of calories are burned when cardio is done first, followed by weight training. So, if simply burning calories is your main and slightly uninspired goal, there's that. But you know what? We fit folks are interested in much more than just calories, right? Now, a study in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research looked into whether the order of resistance training and endurance exercise during a workout affects fat loss. So, over the course of 8 weeks, they investigated the effects that ordering and reordering the workouts had on strength, VO2 max, body weight, body fat percentage, and lean body mass. A collection of previously inactive college females were randomly assigned to do the resistance training workout either before some endurance training or after it. Their training consisted of 4 workouts per week, with each workout lasting 1 hour. The cardio component of the workout lasted 30 minutes and was done at a moderate intensity. The heavy lifting part of the workout had the subjects doing a three-way split routine, chest and back, shoulders and arms, and lower body. During this workout, they would perform three sets of 8 to 12 repetitions for the 5 to 6 different exercises. Whether they did the cardio first or the weights first, the rest period was no more than 5 minutes. Now, after doing 8 weeks of combined endurance and resistance training, they all experienced significant improvements in VO2 max, strength, and lean body mass. But, unlike those obese males that we talked about earlier, it was concluded that there was no difference in effect based on exercise order of weights before cardio or cardio before weights. In addition, and it's important to note this, the only participants who saw significant changes in their body fat percentage were the ones who also made dietary changes. So, you might be asking yourself now, do I need to do cardio? Now, a recent study examined the effects of long-term endurance running and intense resistance training on central hemodynamics, which is the dynamics of blood flow, and it answered the question, can weight training count as cardio? They found that weight training is not only healthy for your heart, but also, if the weight training is of adequate intensity and is performed in a controlled way that places stress on the muscles, it is absolutely going to give you a cardio workout as well. If you're unsure what I mean by adequate intensity, well, to be adequate, your heart rate should be above 60% of your maximum heart rate by the end of the single weight training set. For an easy way to estimate, and well, I do mean estimate, what your maximum heart rate is, just subtract your current age from the number 220. So, my maximum heart rate is approximately 175, and for you nosy folks out there, you can probably reverse engineer that to figure out approximately how old I am. If you're having trouble getting your heart rate even close to 60% or of adequate intensity, try slowing down your lifting and your resisting, somewhere between 5 to 10 seconds of up movement and 5 to 10 seconds of down movement should do. By spending more time on each lift, you will place more strain on the muscles, which demands more oxygen from the blood, which will demand more blood from the heart, which will make the heart beat harder and faster. Boom. Adequate intensity and cardio. Now, the only thing we haven't looked at yet is actually mixing the two together, not one followed by the other, but repeatedly alternating back and forth between the two. This combo option involves brief bursts of cardio between each weight training set, and this can make for a very effective, time-saving, and metabolism-boosting workout. First off, a word of caution. If you're going to go for this mixed option, keep in mind that you must be able to maintain good form during your weight training exercises, or you may find yourself standing in line at the physiotherapist or chiropractor's office. In 2008, the University of California evaluated the effects of concurrent strength and aerobic endurance training on muscle strength and endurance, body composition, and flexibility in female college athletes. To do this, they had one group of athletes do only cardio, another group do only resistance training, and a final group do a concurrent training workout in which they would run like the wind for 30 to 60 seconds after completing each heavy lifting set. Now, even though each group did what the researchers called the same amount of work, the group that mixed the cardio and the weights experienced a 35% greater improvement in lower body strength, a 53% greater improvement in lower body endurance, a 28% greater improvement in lower body flexibility, and a 144% greater improvement in upper body flexibility, an 82% greater improvement in muscle gains, and, well, a hard-to-believe 991% greater loss in fat mass. Now, this means that the mixed group managed to burn fat and build muscle at the same time, and they also burned 10 times the amount of body fat that was burned by, well, the sad groups that did cardio or resistance training only. So, should you combine weights and cardio? Well, When you're trying to get or stay fit, it can help to do a combination of endurance and resistance training, but this is not always optimal for your particular fitness goals. And choosing what you should do first is often a matter of determining what those goals are. For example, Lindsay, who kicked off this entire topic, whose goal is to run better, we know that she can combine her strength work and some short cardio without jeopardizing her performance, as long as she is getting some dedicated run training done on her non-lifting days. Now, if your focus is to build strength, stick to doing your resistance training as a separate workout. If you're training for endurance, focus on high-quality cardio workout that isn't interrupted by strength training. And if your focus is pure fat loss, then you should strongly consider combining your weightlifting and cardio into one workout. But okay, without splitting too many hairs, if you simply don't have time to do a separate strength and a separate cardio workout, then just do it in one big workout. I mean, come on. How many of us are actually hoping to compete in the Olympics, after all? As we saw in the study of the inactive college females, no matter what order they did the workouts in, they all saw improvements in their VO2 max, their strength, and lean body mass. And for the most part, isn't that what we're all hoping for? For more cardio and weightlifting info and some combination tips and some concurrent training conversation, head over to facebook.com/getfitguy or twitter.com/getfitguy or getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com and look for this episode. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong and I'm the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Go get fit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.